Okay.
He's having trouble finding the link. I'll send it to him.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to call the Otter Rock Water District regular board meeting of August 15th, 2020 to order. And we'll have roll call. Let's do this verbal. Dan?
Present.
Pat?
Present.
Beth is present. And Buzz and Lisa are, neither one are able to attend tonight. So they're excused. Hopefully Cody will come in here any minute. And let's see if I have everybody in our public listed here. Patty, Patty Hart, Grace, Bonnie, Consuelo, Amelia, and one of the Halls. Do we know which one or both?
And Tom is here too.
Okay, great.
Is Dan Hart in attendance?
Dan may join in a while.
Okay.
He's here, but not present at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, great, thanks. Consent agenda, do we have, I don't think we have our minutes for August.
That,
as far as our summaries.
The summary, no.
Okay. That's
my fault and I apologize.
Right. Well, it's not like you've not been doing anything.
Yeah, well, still.
Any other reports and announcements?
No.
Here comes
a couple other people joining.
Like, Mike and Janice.
And Brian from Panama, I guess.
Okay, well.
What's Brian's last name?
Wichner, W-I-C-H-N-E-R.
Oh, Brian, that Brian, okay.
Okay.
Still trying to get that link to Cody here.
Okay, well, let's skip the superintendent's report. How about the treasurer report?
Okay. Well, how are we going to do this one? You have the accounts receivable report. You have the balance sheet, the reconciliation for the savings account, and the profit and loss statement. So you can, I guess, choose to accept those, or if you have questions, I can try to answer those. The only other item I have is a request from our workers' comp carrier, Steve Silva, with WHA Insurance. We already have their workers' comp coverage, and he would like to attend our next meeting for to give a 15 or 20 minute presentation about how his company might be able to save us some money on our other insurance. So I guess I would like to know how to respond to that.
So he is not our current carrier? He is a different company?
Our current liability property insurance is through SDIS, which is an arm of SDAO. And he is a different company, but his company currently carries our workers' comp coverage.
Mm.
Oh, so he might, he's got a proposal for our other insurance, not the workers' comp, but other insurance?
Right.
Okay, got it.
So I'd like to know how to respond to that. And then I'd also like to again thank Mark Beckwith, who has worked over 20 hours up at the tank farm cutting the ivy off the off of our big trees up there, far beyond what I thought he might spend up there.
It's amazing the number of trees that he's de-ivied. It's some of those vines were bigger around than my arm.
Yep.
In my upper arm.
Yeah, I think they've been grown there for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's really all I have.
So I am open to looking at other insurance if it could save us. When does our insurance come due? Do we pay like annually? And
I believe it renewed in May.
In May. Okay, so it's a while. Unless we want to switch mid-year.
Right, we probably wouldn't. It's not usually advantageous to change in mid-year, but
yeah,
it would be a good idea to see what he has to say, I think.
I don't see why we can't hear from him.
Right.
And okay. Is next month okay?
As far as I know, who knows what tomorrow brings. Right.
Do you want him to do this in a board meeting, or do you want him to do this in a work session?
He would like to present it to the board, and I don't think it matters to him whether it's a regular meeting or a work session.
Okay. What do you guys think would be more appropriate as far as time on the agenda?
Well, if we're talking about only 15 or 20 minutes, I wouldn't want to call a work session just for that.
Right. So
do we have another work session coming up?
Can we set it up so that we could put him toward the end of the agenda just for the public's sake?
Sure. For the next board meeting, regular meeting?
Yeah, for the next regular board meeting. Okay. If he's got reliable contact, and maybe we test out the Zoom ahead of time, and he would be available in the evening then to come in at the end so that members of the public would not have to
sit
through it if they didn't want to.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I see we have Cody now.
Cody, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Get you in here. Okay, well, I would entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I move that we accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Gleason, aye.
Dan, aye. Beth, aye. Motion carries. Next, let's go back and see if we can get a superintendent's report. Cody, how's it been going?
Good.
Good. I got it all figured out, most of it.
Great.
Thank you for volunteering up there.
Yeah. Got to do what we got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the weir reading was exactly the same as last month's, which is an inch and an eighth. And that is 61,000 gallons per day, and which that equals about to 42 gallons a minute. And the water usage that we've had is 1,228,000 gallons per day. And then for also, because we've been doing the 15-gallon tub measurement, that is, it's different as than the Weir's reading because, and it's, that's been that way ever since we've been doing that 15-gallon tub measurement. And that is 17 seconds to fill it up out of the overflow of both springs. And that equals to 42 gallons a minute. So that's 10, that reading is measuring 10 gallons a minute more than the Weir. And then we took the test for total chloroforms on the 12th. And the test came back positive for total chloroforms, but negative for E. coli. And then we had a resample, and those locations were the fire, spring number 1 and 2, state park, community hall, and fire station. And they all came back positive except for spring number 1. And that's for just the total chloroforms. And so then on Monday, on the 8th, we made a batch and chlorinated the system. And with that batch, the volume of it was 8 cups of chlorine to 10 gallons of water. And we put that into the smaller tank that feeds the big tank to mix it. And we only did that one time. And then after that, now we're doing it a different way, which is we're just spraying it into the springs like that. And it actually comes out to be just what we need to be the right solution. And the spring flow compared to last month's, or last year's, and this month we're up about 19,000 gallons a day. And the usage has gone down 127,000 gallons from last month.
It's gone down, did you say?
Say that again?
Yeah, the usage for the water has gone down 127,000 from last month.
That's great.
Yeah. When I just did a quick comparison. Is it okay if I interrupt? Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
I just, before the meeting, pulled up the superintendent reports from last year and this year. And in June, we were, we were using a lot less, where a lot less was going down from the springs end of the town. We got close to last year in July, and August was, this year was very, very similar to August last year. And of course, we don't know September. So just looking at those numbers. So our consumption rates in September seemed higher than usual, but they've slowed down since Labor Day. And
yeah,
since the springs are flowing better, that's why we've only put out the level 1 voluntary suggestions for conservation, where we were at level 2 at this time last year. So
okay.
we're keeping an eye on it, but we're actually, less water is going to town this week even than last week. So either we have fewer people staying in town, or the people in town are already with their conservation measures making a difference. Probably both, but we'll see. I just wanted to interject that just because Buzz has had me watching the meter every day.
Okay. So, Cody, you got any more?
And I believe that is it.
Okay. No locates or anything?
No, we didn't have any locates or no meter installed, nothing like that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The only thing I have to add is that I, using what Buzz and Cody worked out that seems to be the most effective, just completed 3 days of spring treatment. And then that's it for the time being. Cody's going to take the official sample for the state tomorrow. I may grab a few as well, just for in-house cultures. And then I'm going to wait a week with no treatment and see if everything stays clean this time.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, we move on then. Do we need to vote on the superintendent's report?
I move we accept the superintendent's report.
I second
that. All in favor?
Gleason, yes.
Anderson, yes.
Ellicker, yes. 3 aye, motion carries. Do we have any announcements? No?
No.
Action item checklist review. How are we doing on that, Dan?
We haven't really budged any of the action items from last month, basically. Okay. And we've added a couple. One is the development. Later this week or next week, we'll get the engineer's estimate of a reduced scope project. So we'll have that to compare to the estimate of a full scope project. And what I personally hope that we can do is do what the board did a couple years ago with the fuzzier figures and have a comparison for the community of the pros and cons of what the board did before was a nothing option and the pros and cons of that. In other words, do nothing. A reduced scope option, pros and cons of that, and then a full scope option, the pros and cons of that. And I'm hoping that can be the starting point for the community forum, for example, where we hear from the interested parties once we've gotten the word out and get a feeling from the community as far as what the support is for those various options. And then as a board, decide what we're going to ask for.
Okay, good. Anything else on that AIC? No, okay. Anything for special order of business?
No.
Okay, ordinances, we have none. Resolutions, we were going to talk about, but I think we're putting this on hold.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some work on the customer classifications, but we need to have the whole board here and probably do some more work on that. Any other board member comments?
I also want to thank our volunteer, and I also want to mention Craig DeMott, who's been toiling along in the background steadily with the meter readings and other tasks, keeping track of our measurements. I don't think we've singled him out and thanked him recently, but
we need to do that. Yes, definitely.
He's a big help.
Yes, and he's been a real big help to me this week.
May I suggest that we have some maybe formal thank you cards that the secretary could send out on our behalf for people who are above and beyond. And I would like to add to the thanks to Dan and Buzz, who have spent, oh my gosh, probably half their lives the last 2 months with the springs and trying to get testing done. And it's just a lot of time and a lot of effort. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, Buzz has been doing most of it. And now that I'm filling in, I'm appreciating even more than doing. So I will add that to the AIC, the thank you card.
I want to, if you ever need a babysitter for that baby, I have credentials. Boy, she is so alert. She is just looking at everybody and reacting to whoever's smiling. Mm-hmm. Very alert. She's going to be in college in about a year.
Yeah. Yeah, she's picking up everything, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we just buzzed through our agenda, but since we have so many of our public here, is there anyone in attendance that wanted to say anything?
Yeah, questions or comments?
Yeah, questions, comments.
If it's possible, I would like to maybe suggest a notice be put out before we chlorinate, maybe a 24-hour notice or something to the community, if that's possible.
I think that's quite possible. If we do it by
email,
I just now have kind of reconstructed.
Heard
that
one. Yeah, I did.
A short list of people that I've started in the last day started texting.
Okay.
Now that I realize that there's a desire, but I think how about the other commissioners? I don't think it's inappropriate to.
Or a text, either way. Yeah, a text actually for me is better, but I know a lot of people use their computers.
I don't have a way to mass text is the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, that's technologically challenged.
Email, I think, would be the most reasonable.
Isla, if you can teach me how to mass text to an email, then I'll.
Can you say group for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bonnie.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's very appropriate. I would hope we won't have to, but I just got a chat from Brian saying that with his question also. I would like to think that we won't have to keep doing this, but until we really see that we're getting, with our in-house testing, consistently clean tests, we may have to do it again. But I think, based on the feedback we've gotten this week, I think that should be part of the protocol is we send it out. Each time.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Somebody's got it. Yeah.
Dan, quit clicking your pacifiers.
We know it's not here.
Are there any other comments, questions, or concerns?
Do we have a new attendee that came in here, or what is this?
Yeah, it's a phone number. I don't know who it is.
Hi, can you hear me? This is Cheryl Hall.
Oh, hi, Cheryl Hall.
Oh. Hi, I couldn't get into my Zoom, so I had to call in. I have left you guys some information that I wanted to see if you had any updated info on. I left a map as well as I had sent an email in. I actually talked to Whitney about it. And I thought that this might be brought up today at the meeting, I was hoping. Is anybody familiar with this? I actually spoke to Beth, or I actually emailed Beth about this.
Yeah, I emailed you back.
Right.
Right. That's all we have.
So, Okay, so nobody has any other information about the weight limits that are allowed on the water lines here on the easement, right?
You emailed me back on the weight limit?
Yeah, I told you that while we're looking, it's actually for a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is basically what we need to know is if anybody's got any further information other than what Jim had given us about the weight limits of the water lines, the feeder lines that run across the easement to that would be to the Bowmans, to the Burts or the new people, I can't think of their names, to Masako Co and to us.
Okay, because I was just going to say we should probably talk to Jim, but you're saying that Jim gave you information on that?
He gave us this map and told us this was all he had, and that the only thing he knew was sleeved was what was under the blacktop, which is shown in the map that I left there.
Right, right.
So what I needed to know from you is if anybody has uncovered any further information, because Jim had said that the only way to tell if these were sleeved for commercial traffic was to actually dig them up, and nobody has dug them up.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we're needing to know. They want to run their commercial traffic through the easement.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
and that means garbage trucks, that means all of their, you know, anything and everything that they want to bring through here. They brought through a sheetrock truck at one point. They were going to bring it through here, but they couldn't because the power lines were too low. It's a whole lot of weight, and our concern is that they're going to break the water lines, and for hours or maybe days, we're not going to know. And then we're not going to know who was responsible for it. And we're sitting on the bluff right here, and so there's numerous considerations for that issue.
I think the only thing I can add right now is that the distribution line for the houses that each service connects to is over on the edge of the easement. But I don't think we have any information about which service lines that pass under the easement are sleeved or not sleeved.
Okay, that's what Jim had said. And he said there's only one way to tell, and he said that's to actually dig them up. I just wanted to make sure before we go to court that there's no additional information that I need to bring forth to my attorney.
I think Jim would have had anything if we had it.
Okay, well, the only thing he had that he gave us was the map that's got, of course, older names on it because it was done in 1977.
Right.
We know who they belong to. That's not really an issue.
Right.
I wanted to see if you guys had an updated map, which I was told, I believe, by you, Beth, that you do not. So we can assume that this map is the only information that we have on that then, right?
Yes, as far as I know, yes.
Okay. If anybody, Cody or anybody else, comes across any information, we're scheduled, I believe, to go to court at this point, the first part of November. It would be greatly appreciated if you could let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, we're going to assume the map is all there is, and we're going to go with that, and I'm going to talk to my attorney about that.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate you all.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye now.
Bye. Okay. Anybody else?
How much should we, as the water board, be concerned about this situation? To protect
we should probably
our water lines?
Yeah.
What would be at risk is the service connections.
So the main line isn't at risk, but the service connections going to adjacent properties.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
And it would be the service connections that pass underneath the right of way. the only way that that would go undiscovered for very long would be if the house was unoccupied. Otherwise, a break in the service would be immediately obvious because they wouldn't be getting water.
Right.
Unless there was just a crack and it was leaking but still passing, but then the water would, I think we'd still have an indication.
And all those properties down there, they're metered, right?
They are now.
Yeah.
So I've talked to Rod about this. He might know something about it because I came across the article. I came across the article and I had talked, I thought it was more recent than it is, than it was. And so somehow I got to talking with Rod about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was familiar with the whole thing. So he might know something about it. So maybe ask Rod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which one of us shall talk to Rod?
I'd be glad to talk to Rod.
Someone have his number?
Oh, pardon me?
You have his phone number?
Oh, I think he just lives around the corner.
Well, okay. Yeah, but you say that for the call.
And hangs out in his garage all day.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. You're willing to do that, Pat, to see if he has anything further?
I can do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. If there is nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
All right. I move we adjourn.
Second.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. Anderson.
Lisa, yes.
And Dan, yes. Okay, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you. This is much more turnout than we usually have.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, thank you for all your hard work, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
It's very much appreciated.
Yes, you guys put in some time. That's for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, I love
it. Oh, I love. We love you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh. My gosh.
Okay, now we have to hang on. And get
this. I just want to squeeze those cheeks, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. By the time that's safe to do, she'll be old enough to protest.
Yeah.
Oh. So I've stopped the recording when we adjourned, so. But I don't have to end the meeting if you guys want to chat about it.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
I think Isla would like to speak now.
Yeah, yes. You can stop the recording. Yeah.
I did.
And it says it's still recording.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I had. Let me try again.